have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. Ephesians 3, verse 18. We study so many other things, but how about exerting some of our energy into grasping the love of Christ? The word for grasp in this verse means to lay hold of, to seize with eagerness and suddenness. I've experienced a few times when I seem to suddenly grab hold of the enormity of Christ's love for a moment. Can you think of a time when you were suddenly awash with the magnitude of His love for you personally? If not, ask Him to make you more aware. God's love is demonstrative. Ask Him to widen your spiritual vision so you can behold unexpected evidences of His amazing love. April 11. We see that they were unable to enter because of unbelief. Hebrews 3, verse 19. I believe the church is ill. She is pale and frail, not because of judgment, not because of neglect, not because she doesn't have plenty to eat and drink. The meat of God's word and the drink of His spirit are there for the taking, not because of warfare. She's bruised by the enemy, but he's not the one who is actually making her sick. He's just taking advantage of the opportunity. No, her malady comes from within. Christ's bride is ill with unbelief. And the main reason why we don't recognize the illness is because most of us have suffered with it all of our lives. April 12. He did not waver in unbelief at God's promise, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. Romans 4, verse 20. Several years ago, I slowly began noticing my energy level was lower than usual. After a blood test, the doctor called and immediately put me to bed for 2 weeks with a fierce case of mononucleosis. A few months later, I could not believe how good I felt. I had been sick for so long, I had forgotten how wellness felt. The same thing happens with unbelief. When we've had the ailment so long, we don't remember how good authentic belief feels. The healthiest Christians you'll ever meet are not those with perfect physiques, but those who take a daily dose of God's Word and choose to believe it works. April 13. This is how we have come to know love. He laid down His life for us. 1 John 3, verse 16. You may say, "You don't know what I've been through." Please hear my heart. I am completely compassionate because I've also been hurt by people who were supposed to love me.